who had himself become a disciple of Jesus. Going to Pilate, he asked for Jesus' body, and Pilate ordered it to be given to him. Joseph took the body, wrapped it in a clean cloth, and placed it in his own new tomb that he had cut out of the rock. That's Matthew 27, verses 57 to 59. The Sabbath passed, and it was not until the Sunday that it was possible to anoint the body of Jesus. And thus we have the account of Easter morning. So we learn that when the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome brought spices that they might anoint the body of Jesus. Mark 16. And myrrh would have been a key ingredient of this process. We all know what happened on Easter morning, the joy of the empty tomb and the risen Lord. Not necessarily three kings, but certainly three gifts that signal the three most important areas of the life and death of Christ. But for us who are believers, death is not the end, for we know that when the women came to the tomb, they found it empty. Jesus had conquered death and risen, later to appear to his followers many times. By his death on the cross, Jesus has given us the greatest gift, salvation and eternal life. So, what can we give him? Shortly we will sing these words and follow them with, "Give him my heart." So let us pray that we can all give our hearts utterly and absolutely to Jesus our Lord. Amen. And now we're going to sing our second hymn, "In the Bleak Midwinter," so please stand to sing.